Melanie from MJ Accountants joins me now, and of course the big news last week, the Reserve Bank announced they were going to reduce the official cash rate by 0.25%. Is this a good thing or a bad thing, do you think, Melanie?
Certainly a good thing for confidence. Most banks have announced that they will follow suit. And while I admit the decision did take me by surprise, because I was anticipating that they would hold rates steady, it's certainly a great thing for confidence in the economy. And most generally, people have been saving. They're looking for properties to invest in because the property market's quite a buyer's market at the moment. So in terms of that, confidence will see new home buyers coming back into the market.
Is that going to drive property prices up initially, do you think?
Not in the short term. I think it'll take quite a bit more investment for that to happen. But also in the short term, the boost for retailers from the confidence will also be a good thing, particularly heading into Christmas. They have been feeling the pressure of people saving and lack of confidence with mortgage stress. So it's really good for our retailers as well coming into this busy period.
They do say what goes up must come down. However, the reverse is also true. Interest rates that go down are likely at some point to go up again.
Yes, the economists are mixed as to when the rates would move again, whether they'll move down or up. I think that they will hold steady for a while now until early in the new year. The lower rates will keep a cap on the Australian dollar, which will help inflationary pressures, and it'll ensure a good result for our tourism and export sectors as well.
For those people who have fixed rate mortgages at the moment, the prediction is that interest rates will rise, probably not in the immediate future, but maybe before the end of next year. What is the best thing that people who are on fixed rate mortgages that are likely to be coming up for renewal, what should they be doing or thinking?
Well, a lot of those people coming off fixed rates are probably on much lower rates than what are currently prevailing in the market. And whilst even the interest rates have just gone down, there will still be a gap. So it's important for them to calculate this gap now, work out what the loan repayment will be once they come off their fixed term, and try to start saving that difference now. Put it into a savings account or even use it to put in an offset against the current mortgage until it comes off the interest-only period and save some interest in the meantime.
Is it a good time to start looking around at other lending institutions for options?
Most certainly. As we've talked about a few weeks ago, the banks are out in the market hungry for customers. They're very keen to talk to you and to see what alternative rates or service that they can give. So it's a buyer's market in terms of the banks as well. And I would be shopping around and looking what deals you could get.
Certainly changing from a bank that's been a little bit slow to pass on the rate cut.
Absolutely. Some banks are very proactive in that, and they will make their announcement virtually immediately after the Reserve Bank have made theirs. Others take their time, crunch their numbers and work out the affordability for them to pass on the rates, and they might not pass on the whole of the discount. So that's another incentive for you to look around what the history of your bank has been in passing on the rate cuts or the rate rises.
For more financial advice, whether it be business and or personal, you can contact Melanie at MJ Accountants, and your number is
6652 8788 or www.mjaccountants.com.au.